o'clock.
Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show. We are now on the air. We're a little bit late, so we're still going to get started here. Let's see. All right. Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. Start up all really starts up late. All right.
The hardest working man in internet radio is my father, George Wilder Jr., and here he is.
Thank you. I have been trying to get some new equipment for the studio, try to make it look more like a radio studio, like it's supposed to look like, you know, with all new equipment and stuff like that. Because sometimes when you're working with the internet and you're working with all kind of equipment, it fails on you. So I went out and just tried to purchase a little bit more of things to make it look like a equipment and software and computers to make it look more like a radio station here. Okay. All right. This is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. It is, I'm looking at the computer clock, 6:02 Chicago time, and I hope it's great where you are. I know that it's either an hour or two later or an hour or two earlier than what it is in Chicago where you are, and I hope that everything is great, everything is going well. Been a busy day. Okay, 10 reasons why Bernie Sanders will be president. Okay, I've got all the reasons in the world why this guy is going to be president. One, Hillary Clinton's email is eating her up. Two, Hillary Clinton's Benghazi scandal is eating her up. But, you know, a lot of these, the email scandals and the Benghazi scandals are not scandals at all. These are just things Republicans are bringing up against her just to tear her down. But somehow it's working. But I think a lot of people are turning against Hillary Clinton because no one really knows where she stands on issues. We know where Bernie stands on issues. Hillary Clinton, she dodges questions. She doesn't answer them. She talks all over the question, all around it, and think you're stupid or you're ignorant, that you can't realize that. Bernie Sanders, he answers the questions. He answers direct questions, and he gives direct answers from direct questions, not like Hillary. She's been around the game for so long, she knows how to twist and pivot her way out of a direct question. You know, you can ask her a question, and she'll say, well, no, what it is, the question should be this, you know, instead of answering the question that was posed to her. That's what politicians do. That's what they do. They don't answer a direct question. And Hillary and other politicians, Republican and Democrats, are good at this. I mean, if you watch some of the Sunday shows, and I don't watch them anymore because I think they're bogus, but if you watch some of the Sunday political Sunday shows, Meet the Press and all this kind of stuff, you'll see that politicians do not answer direct questions. Sometimes the moderator don't even ask them tough questions. They let them get away without answering tough questions. And Hillary Clinton, I mean, if you're running for president, you're going to answer every question there is on the issue and on the state of the economy and more. You know, but she doesn't do that. And that's one of the things I have against her, because we never knew where she was standing on TPP. Even Bernie Sanders says she, we knew how Bernie Sanders stood on this disastrous trade deal, but we never knew, and we still do not know how the way Clinton stands on it. And I guess we really don't care anymore. You know, she might tell you where she stands now, but it really doesn't bother me or anyone else, because she's so far behind in the polls. And it's not, but it's the Republicans. It's this email thing. And you know what? Public employees, they use private emails all the time. The only thing that's bothering Clinton is this was a classified, she was dealing with classified information. That's all. You know, any other thing, it would have been okay. It's just, it was classified information. And even the FBI said no laws were broken. But once the Republicans get their hands on something, it doesn't matter whether it's true or not true or ridiculous or stupid. If they feel that it's going to bring you down, they're going to keep throwing it at you, because they throw enough mud at you, and they figure it's going to stick. You know, that's why I say Democrats should always rebut whatever Republicans say about them. Because if you don't rebut some of these lies, they're going to stick, and a lot of people are going to think that the lies are true if you don't, you know, fight back in a way. All right, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. Okay, all right, it's 6 minutes after six. I believe it's around, it's pretty cold outside. I'm going to say it's around 35 or 40 degrees out there. I think it's a little bit below what it's supposed to be during this time of the year. You know, I mean, it's like cold. And like I've always stated, I'm broadcasting near the Lake Michigan, and it's always cooler near the lake. If you go out further inland, it might be a little bit warmer. But by the lake, you always get that lake breeze. No matter how warm or how cold it is, it comes off the lake. And you can freeze your ass off. Okay, we 10 reasons why Bernie Sanders will be president. Okay, we're going to talk about that later. We're going to move on right now. We're going to talk about something that's in the news. Obviously, this school massacre is still on a lot of people's minds. And we don't want to just talk about it and then not talk about it in the next few days. We don't want it to just go away. We wanted to keep it in the minds of those who should be thinking about how to protect our kids who attend these schools. You know, if it's a college, I mean, where was security? You know, I mean, where was security? You know, most college campuses, whether it's a 4-year college or a 2-year college, I mean, there is supposed to be security on that campus. Where was security? How did this guy bring 6 guns or 7 guns onto a college campus and wind up killing 10 students, 10 people, range from the age 10 to 67, you know? And the father of one of those Oregon shooting victims, he's saying himself, the father of the guy, the father of the culprit who murdered these kids, he's saying that how did his son get so many guns? Well, we're asking the father the same question. Dad, how did your son get so many guns to go out there and just kill people, shoot people? 13 weapons were recovered, and they were purchased legally. How did he get them? I mean, if his father and his parents and his mom do not know how their son got a hold of 13 deadly, powerful weapons, then hey, it's like what I was talking about yesterday. Bad parenting. Bad parenting. You're not paying attention to your child. You're not spending enough time with your kid. You're not finding out what's on their mind. Obviously, these people were neglectful parents. You know, this guy. And I think that way of all murdering people who go into these schools and shoot up the school and shoot up the students, shoot up the faculty. I think of all of this because most of the time it's just young kids shooting up young children. Kids shooting kids, you know. These guys are 18, 19, 20 years old. As far as I'm concerned, they're still kids. They're still children. And they're still under their parents' control, especially if they're in their parents' house. And this guy was in his mother's house. And they're going to say they don't know how he got 13 guns? Wow. Okay, there is an article. Father of Oregon shooting suspects. How did he get so many guns? This is funny because you are the parents. Okay, Eon Mercer, that's the father of this guy who went in and shot all those people at this, if I can present, UPL Community College, in which his son, Christopher Harper Mercer, is accused of killing 9 people and wounding 7 others. Let's see. Come on down. Come on, come on, come on. Though he said he had no answers, Mercer told CNN that he did not have any questions on how could his son have 13 guns. I mean, this is totally, totally bad parenting on the parenting part. There's no doubt about that. Though he said he had no answers, okay, our original report said that the 26-year-old, he was 26 years old, I went too far. From that, had 13 guns. Law enforcement later said he had found, that they had found 14. 14. Okay, speaking on CNN outside of his California home, Mercer, the dad of this killer, murderer, who now has taken his own life, he's gone. But he knows in death that we're talking about him. He knows because this is what he wants. This is what most of them want. They want attention. So they seek attention in all the wrong ways. You don't go shoot up a college, university, because you haven't got a girlfriend or nobody wants you or you don't have any friends, period. You don't do that. You know, this guy was mentally ill and he fell through the cracks, or he was pretending to be mentally ill. But I do know this. The Republicans are calling all of these shootings the shootings of the mentally ill. This is giving them ammunition not to do nothing on gun control. All right. Okay, I'm quoting this guy. I know words will not bring your families back, he expressed. Frustration at how now familiar, it's a familiar routine of some people calling for more gun control and lawmakers accomplishing absolutely nothing. Look all over the world. You don't see these mass shootings all over the world like you see them in the United States, and you don't. You do not. Someone has to take themselves, someone has to ask themselves, how is it so easy to get all these guns? Obviously, his son did not have the credentials, FOI card and stuff like that, to buy these guns. How did he get his hands on all these guns? You know, I guess they're going to find out in a few days. The New York Times looked at 14% of mass shootings, including Thursday's tragedy in Roseburg, Oregon. Okay, Roseburg, Oregon, and found that more than half of the gunmen, including Harper Mercer, had purchased firearms legally despite their criminal histories and or documented mental health problems. Harper Mercer had 14 firearms bought legally, either by himself or family members. I'm thinking family members. I'm thinking his mom or his father or somebody bought those guns. And now they're trying to distance themselves away from this mass shooting at Roseburg College in Oregon. Okay? So, you know, there are, like I said before, a lot of the Republicans, most of the Republicans, if not all of the Republicans who are running for president, none of them are saying zero about what happened. They don't want zero done on gun control. They don't want anything done. Just like Jeb Bush said the other day. I should have clipped it. But anyway, Jeb Bush said stuff happens. Now, that's got to hurt people who've had their loved ones gunned down at a school, their children. Sandy Hook, for instance, where first preschoolers, first graders, and kindergartners were gunned down, and this guy is going to say stuff happens. Now, we know he will never be president. That was the stupidest and the dumbest and the most idiotic thing a Republican can say, but I'm pretty sure they can get even lower than that. He said stuff happens, and that's what every one of them think. Stuff happens. We don't need gun control. We need more guns out on the street because stuff happens. This ignorant fool will never be president. He shouldn't even be on the stage saying that he's going to run for president. This was ridiculous. And like I've just said, there are so many people out here saying we should have more guns out on the street. That's totally idiotic. That's crazy. That's dumb. More guns will equal more carnage. More guns will equal more murderers. Women, men, children, babies will die. We don't need more guns. We need universal background checks. What is so hard about that? What is it that Republicans don't? I'm going to tell you. It's called the NRA, the National Rifle Association. I've mentioned this several times on previous shows. The National Rifle Association is a powerful, powerful organization. It has powerful lobbyists in Washington. They buy politicians like you and I buy ice cream. And the politicians are afraid that they're going to lose their jobs if they go against the NRA. And I've said this a million times. And Bill, the presidential candidate, Republican candidate, Ben Carson, said that people like me want to take away guns. He said, we want to take guns out of your hands. Ben Carson, the African-American guy, he should be ashamed of being an African-American because that's a big lie. Nobody wants to take your guns. The only thing we are advocating is that guns should be kept out of the hands of the mentally ill. Guns should be kept out of the hands of people who want to harm us. Not everybody who shoots someone or shoot up someone or shoot up a school is mentally ill. Not everyone is mentally ill. They shoot because they like it. They shoot because they want to. You got terrorists who come over here, in the United States to wreak havoc. Terrorists, they kill people every day. They're not mentally ill. It's just something they do. They're just damn criminals. So for the Republicans to say that all these school shootings that within the United States that have happened are done by the mentally ill is just stupid. That's another. They just say these things and think they're going to get away with them. But you know what? They control Congress, so it's nothing, you know, you and I can do but just talk about this until we get together and change the makeup of Congress, change the makeup of Washington. And this is why I keep saying vote. Vote. And I'm hoping that Bernie Sanders is the next president because I don't think Hillary Clinton is going to make it. Even if I wanted to vote for her, I don't think she's going to make this because so many people are turning away from her and going in the direction of Bernie Sanders. Every poll out here that's polling anybody, Bernie Sanders is in the lead. Her lead has shrunken. Her lead has disappeared. And a lot of people are saying they don't trust Hillary Clinton. So we might as well go for the person who's going to win. And a lot of people criticize Bernie Sanders. The biggest criticism that I hear that people criticize Bernie Sanders for, they say he's too old. They say he's too old to be president. He's only a few years older than Hillary Clinton. He's grayer. I mean, she probably uses dyes her hair or something, but that's one of the biggest criticism, from my understanding, is that people say he's too old to be president. I think he's around 70, 71, 72, 73. That's not that old. I mean, Ronald Reagan was, I mean, he was pretty old when he died. He was 70-something years old during his times of his presidency. He was in his 70s, I think. But I think he won the presidency. When he won the presidency in 1980, I believe he was around 68 years old or something like that. You know, but they're saying that Bernie is too old to be president. I'm here to tell people, do not think that way. Do not think that way. If you're going to think this way. Think of getting rid of all the Republicans in Congress who do about gun control, who are making excuses or coming up with dumb ways to get it around speaking about controlling the flow of guns within the United States. And this is, I'm gonna say this again about the New York Times. This is a newspaper. The New York Times looked at 14 recent mass shootings, 14, including Thursday's tragedy in Roseburg, Oregon, and found out that more than half of the gunmen, including Harper Mercer, purchased firearms legally despite the criminal histories. But this guy, he had help buying guns. I think his mother helped him, you know. And so if we'd have had universal background checks, this would not have happened. This guy would have not gotten this many guns, or whoever bought them for him would not have, couldn't have purchased all of those guns. And for Ben Carson, the African-American guy who's running for president on the Republican side of the aisle, for him to say that we're out here, people like me, we're out here trying to take your guns away, that was dumb. We are not trying to take your guns away. I'm a gun owner myself. Why would I want to take your guns away? If I try to take your guns away, then they'll have to try to take my guns away. Remember the Second Amendment to the Constitution, you know? So we are not trying to take away your guns. We are just saying there should be sensible gun control. But as long as we have Republicans in the Congress, controlling the Congress, it is never going to happen. All we're going to do is sit here and talk about it. We're going to be wasting our breath, wasting our time, espousing about it, because it's not going to happen. Not until we change the makeup of Congress, because this is starting from the top up on down, not the bottom up, the top on down, not the bottom on up, but the top on down. We need legislation in Congress for this. We can lower crime. I'm not saying we can get rid of it completely, because criminals have been here since the beginning of time, but we can put a cap on it. There are some states within the United States, they don't see any crime. So what are they doing so well? What are they doing good that we're not doing well? People are not embedded criminals. People are not born to be thugs. People are not born to be criminals. They are taught that. It's their environment. Their mom, their dad, their friends, poverty, no education, no goals, nothing to do, hanging around, you know. You know, all of a sudden they join a gang, the gang gives them a gun, say, hey, you know, go shoot somebody. All right, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. Follow me on Facebook, Block Talk Radio. I'm all over the place. Just keep following me. I'm going to be right back. Stay with me, everybody. All right, here we go. Hey friends and fans, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. You know, it costs a lot to keep this show airing. It takes time, preparation, and dedication, and most of all, it takes revenue. If you would like to donate to keep this show on the air each and every day, just about, go to www.georgewilderjr.com. That's www.georgewilderjr.com to help keep this important show on the air. Donate for a good cause. The cause of this show, my show, your show. This is the talk of our times. Thank you very much. I'm looking at Hillary Clinton. She was on Saturday Night Live. Wow. She looks like she's having a hell of a time on Saturday Night Live. You know what? She's going to lose. Her poll numbers are saying it. The American people are saying it. But she looks like she's having such a great time. And, you know, she will never be president. It's not that I'm not supporting her. It's just that I'm looking at the poll numbers. She can't come back from this email thing. She can't come back from this Benghazi. She cannot come back from the Republican hate machine. But I really don't think it's that much of the Republican hate machine. I think it's just that, she used a private she used her private mail for her when she was Secretary of State instead of using her public email. And the big deal about it is that a lot of classified and sensitive information was involved in her position, and they wanted to know if she emailed any terrorists or anything. But that didn't happen. You know, that's ridiculous. You know, I think the Republicans would rather face Hillary Clinton than Bernie Sanders. But you know, however, it's the American people are the ones who are going to vote. Okay. Koch warm to Carly Fiorina. Boy, she is awful. She's another Republican hack. She's another Republican that say, you know, stuff happens. You know, children get gunned down at a school. Stuff happens. That's their word. That's the way they feel. That's the way they are. Stuff happens. She will never be president. She will never. I think she was the CEO of Hewlett Packard, and she ran that place into the damn ground. You know, if someone, and she wants to be president so she can run the United States into the ground. She's mean, ornery, vindictive. I mean, she just is ugly as Trump said she was, you know, and inside and out. She wants to hurt people. She wants to get rid of Planned Parenthood because she just doesn't like it. I never understand Republican women being against something that is for women, you know, their own gender. And I'm always thinking, wow, why are they against women when they're women, you know? But it happens. Republicans are just ridiculous, whether it's a man or a woman. You know, I don't have anything against Republicans. What I have against them is their thinking, their mindset, which is warped. You know, some of them, when I say Republicans, I'm talking about the Republicans in Congress or those who want to be in Congress. They just have a idiotic stupidity of a mindset. You can tell by the way they look. You can tell by the things they say. You can tell by the things that they do. Just about what they are, because they're public figures, you know. And some of them are transparent, some of them are not. But if you're a public figure, you are supposed to be transparent. Transparent means we see and know everything that you do, because we're the ones footing your salary as taxpayers. But that's not all. That's not the way it always is, you know. I mean, they're bought and paid for puppets, but they pretend like they are not, but we know they are. So this Carly Fiorina, she's talking about the Koch brothers are trying to recruit her, just like they've tried to recruit Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. But Scott Walker has dropped out of the presidential race, so they say the hell with Scott Walker. We're gonna go with Carly Fiorina. She's just another nut. And, you know, so let's see what she's saying. Okay, New York, Carly Fiorina has emerged as the Republicans' candidate of the moment in conservative fundraising circles, drawing the notice of the billionaire Koch brothers and other wealthy donors who could instantly remake her shoestring presidential campaign. Uh-oh. They're going to try and buy her off, just like they bought all those other politicians. They want to buy her off. They want to give her some money. I mean, when they give her some money and buy her off, she has to say what they want her to say. She has to do what they want her to do. She becomes controlled, like Scott Walker. They didn't dump Scott Walker. Now they've gone over to Carly Fiorina. Wow, and she's the nut of the year. All right. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr. This is George Wilder Jr. Show. Follow me on Block Talk Radio. Follow me on Facebook. I'm all over the place. We're going to take a break right here. I shall be right back. Stay with me, everybody. There's more to come. All right, we're back. We had a little technical difficulty. We're back. I just pushed a button and we went off for a second or so, a minute or so, or half a minute or so, but we're back. We were talking about Carly Fiorina. We were talking about the college shooter. The fathers asked, how did he get so many guns? And guns are so prevalent in our society, and we have to do something about gun violence. It's just awful. Okay, let's see what we can have. I was going to take a break. I'm going to take a break. I will be right back. All right, here we go. Break music. All right. 10 reasons to vote for Bernie Sanders. Number one, Bernie Sanders is only 7 points behind Hillary Clinton in the latest NBC Wall Street Journal poll. Okay. Oh, he has narrowed the gap, you know. Number two, the email scandal defining Hillary Clinton, according to the Gallup poll, is making it difficult to discuss important issues to the voters. Yeah, because every time she makes a stop, if somebody's asking her about her email instead of about her issues or what she's going to do for the American public for their votes. Number three, a recent CNN poll finds that 42% of Democratic primary voters back Clinton, while 24% supporters Sanders. However, this poll, or at least its long-term relevance, is contradicted by various other polls illustrating voters do not trust Clinton. Wow, voters nationally don't trust Clinton, even within the Democratic Party. And that's true. People don't trust her. She doesn't answer questions. She's been first lady twice in the past. From, I think, 1992 to 1998, she was first lady. So she knows all about Washington. She's an insider, and most people want an outsider. We believe that Sanders is an outsider. I mean, Hillary is definitely an insider. And Hillary is corporate. We all know she's corporate, just like Obama. Obama's corporate. And so she's going to have a hard time at it. Various factors, you know, have led to polling trajectory allowing Sanders to ascend to 7.4% support on April 13, 2015, all the way to 27.1% on September 23, 2015. So he is rising in the polls, and there are many, many reasons why you should vote for him. The fourth reason why we think that Sanders is going to be president: women are leaving Clinton. Women are leaving the Clinton campaign and supporting Bernie Sanders. Women, and also not just women, but young people in general are supporting. Anytime you get young people energetic and excited about voting, the Republicans better watch out. They better watch out, you know, because young people are coming after them. Most Republicans have the old people, okay? People who have, 55 to, 80 years old or whatever. Republicans, most of them have those kinds of people, because those kinds of people are supporting and backing the 1%. I can't understand the older Americans watching Fox and supporting Republicans over Obama, because most of them just hate Obama regardless of what he does or what he don't do. It's just they hate the fact that he exists. They hate the fact that he's in office. And they don't really want to give him any win on anything. Even if it's something that they care for, they will not give him a win on anything. They want him out of the White House. That's one of the reasons why we got to get Bernie Sanders in the office. The main reason that polls show Hillary Clinton ahead of Bernie Sanders is the belief that non-white Democrats will continue to support Clinton by a wide margin. I don't think that's going to happen. Six, swing states crucial to winning the White House don't trust. Another group that do not trust Hillary Clinton. I mean, she has a trust factor, and I'm looking at her right here. She's on Saturday Night Live having such a great time. Well, she will not get in the White House, that's for sure. It's not that I don't like her. It's not that I wouldn't support her. I'm just looking at the numbers, and I'm just being realistic, because a lot of people are calling the show, well, you're bashing Hillary Clinton. I'm not bashing Hillary Clinton. I'm giving you the facts on Hillary Clinton. She will not be president. Even if I wanted her to be president, she will not be president. I'm getting excited, and I want other people to get excited for Bernie Sanders. And I get tired of people saying, well, he's too old. That's one of the reasons, or the reasons, to why a lot of people are not going to put their support behind him. They're saying he's too old. get over it. The man, he's very mature. He's very smart. There's nothing wrong with his memory. He's very healthy. He has to be healthy to be going from rally to rally to rally to rally with tens and thousands of people at his rallies, 28,000, 30,000 people at his rallies. He's visiting colleges, you know, university campuses. I mean, he's all over the place. He's healthier than a 25-year-old. So get over that he's old. You know, that's one of the weakest excuses, but that's the biggest excuse. They don't talk about his issues or anything. Republicans try to, you know, I mean, they see that Bernie Sanders is rising in the polls. They see this, and they're trying to say nasty things. They're trying to gut him. But in some cases, the media is really not paying Bernie Sanders any attention at all because they feel that he's just a drop in the pan. That was then, but this is now. They know he's not a drop in the pan. The guy is like a magnet. He draws people everywhere he goes, and he draws a diversity of people. He draws people of all nationalities. He draws the old, if they can tear themselves away from Fox News, you know, but especially young people and women. That is the geographic we need to get a Democrat in office. Okay, that's what we need. Bernie Sanders to be the next president. And that's not just me talking. I mean, I was supporting Bernie before the crowd started coming. I was supporting Bernie before he became so famous. And I'm glad that people are seeing what I'm seeing, or I'm seeing what they are seeing. The guy is phenomenal. And he's talking about the same issues now as he was talking about when he was 18 years old. He's been on the same page from 18 to now. He hasn't wavered a bit. You can't say that of Hillary Clinton. She's wavered all over the place. She's taking money from big corporations. She's taking money from questionable countries. She's taking money. Bernie Sanders' money comes from you and I, $10, $20, $200, $100 here, $100 there, $150. His money, his campaign cash comes from grassroots people. He is not bought off. He's not getting... They tried to buy him off. Corporations, the big donors, the billionaires, they tried to buy Bernie off. They did. They tried to buy it, but he said no. He wouldn't take their money. But Hillary Clinton has taken their money. Carly Fiorina is going to take their money. All the Republicans, except for Donald Trump, is taking their money. They are bought and paid for. Donald Trump, I hate to put him in the same name category with Bernie Sanders, but Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, they are not taking money from the millionaires out there who are asking them, begging them to take money. Bernie said no. No, no, no. Because his money is coming from everyday working Americans. That's where he's building his war chest. Donald Trump, he's already a billionaire. He doesn't need their money. This is why Donald Trump says anything he wants to say, because he is not bought and paid for. This is why Bernie Sanders can say anything he wants to say out here on the campaign trail, because he's not bought and paid for. But Ben Carson, Jeb Bush, Rand Paul, Carly Fiorina, they are bought off. They have to watch what they say. They have to say what their donors tell them to say, or they're going to lose that money, and they may, you know, lose the presidency. So they have to do what they are told when they're taking money from questionable sources. They can't get out here and talk about they're going to do everything they can for the poor. Their donors don't want to hear that. And they know this, so they're not going to say that. See, you and I are not giving them money. So they're not on our side. They're on the side of the rich. The rich is giving them money. The rich is funding their campaigns and making sure that they stay in the race. But they threw Scott Walker out. He just didn't make it. So they got rid of him. So they're going after Carly Fiorina. And she's easy pickings because she ain't got a cent. All right, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. Okay, back. All right. Bernie Sanders, 10 reasons why he will be president. The FBI is investigating one of the candidates' emails, Hillary Clinton. Okay, the authorities are in on it, and that's going to take her polling down even more. Wow. Standard poll questions aren't relevant to voters in 2016. Here's a question Democratic presidential polls should ask. Since it's only Clinton and Sanders for Democrats, CNN and others should ask their poll questions in the manner of, when comparing Hillary Clinton to Bernie Sanders on issues like education, health care, wealth inequality, foreign policy, and trustworthiness, who would you choose, Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton? There is no doubt about it. The majority of the people are going to say Bernie Sanders. Thought I was going to say Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders, the FBI is investigating one of the candidates' emails. Yeah, so that's it. Bernie Sanders has already surpassed Clinton in the Iowa poll and the New Hampshire polls for the same reason he'll win the Democratic nomination. Wow. I agree. I totally agree. Along with 10 other reasons above, basic logic dictates that he will overtake Clinton in every major poll. Wow. I do believe that, too. I truly do believe that. I think Clinton is through. Don't get me wrong. I'm not bashing her. In some ways, I feel sorry for her. I mean, when she first came into this thing, she had this thing locked up. It was locked up. She was leading Bernie Sanders 95-2. But now he done passing her up in the polls. The people keep on supporting Bernie Sanders. They once supported Hillary, they are migrating over to Bernie Sanders' camp, which is good. And we have to vote. We have to get excited about it. We have to get enthusiastic about it. We got to say, hey, wow, I'm going to vote. I can't wait to vote. And like I was saying yesterday on yesterday's show, voting is not a waste of time. There's so many people out here saying that voting is a waste of time. Not voting is a waste of time. Not voting is voting for a Republican. If you do not vote, your vote still is going to count somewhere. Your not vote is going to count for someone. Your not vote is going to be a positive vote for someone else, more likely a Republican. So get out there and vote. Don't let your vote go to a Republican. Let your vote go to the person you want it to go to. But that's reality, and that's the truth. Your no vote will still be a yes vote for someone else who will not have your interest at all. At all. So do not ever feel, and I'm going to say this again, I'm going to say it out loud because I try to say it in every show, because I'm going to be talking about this all the way up to the 2016 election in November. Next November is coming up, you know, just about a year away, and election is coming up, and I'm going to be talking about it on this show. I'm going to run it. I'm going to espouse it everywhere I can, you know, so I may even try and take this on the road at some point, sometime in the future. We're going to talk about getting out the vote, doing what we can to get out the vote, and every way we can to get a Democrat in the White House. But I said this before, even if you get a Democrat in the White House, even if Bernie Sanders get in the White House, or luck up and Hillary Clinton gets into the White House, you're going to have to give the Democrat in the White House people to work with. You cannot have a Democrat in the White House like we do now, and then you have a Republican Congress. Nothing is going to get done. You're going to have to vote for your president, and you're going to have to vote for a representative or and a senator. If Bernie Sanders wins, if Hillary Clinton wins, give them also some people that they can work with. Because if you vote Bernie Sanders in and he has a Republican Congress, it's going to be just like Obama. Nothing will get done. You can propose all the proposals in the world and nothing's going to get done. They're not going to vote anything. They're going to be on vacation. They're going to slash programs, more programs. They're going to do what they want to do. They're going to cut spending. They're going to, you know, vital spending, not just for social programs, but spending on infrastructure. Things like that, clean water, clean air. So, you know, voting is not just voting for the president, but voting for a new Congress also. Vote for a new Congress. Give the Democratic president in 2016 people to work with, people that are going to be on the same page. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. Follow me on Blog Talk Radio. Follow me on Facebook, all over the place. I'm also an author. Check out my books on Amazon, www.georgewilderjr.com. Yeah, I have a website. I'm also www.amazon.com/author/G Wilder. Check out my books. Check out my writings. All right, we will be right back. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Got to change that. You are listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. For downloads and podcasts, go to www.georgewilderjr.com. I am also on iTunes, Facebook. I'm all over the place. If you want to podcast this show, just come right to www.blogtalkradio.com/George Wilder Jr. and you can hear all the podcasts you want in the world. I'm also on iTunes. All right, let's move right along. How I'm going to just drop this in here a little bit. I'm just going to say something off the cuff, move forward a little bit to another segment. Are you ready for success? Are you ready for success? Here's a few pointers to get you ready for success. Do not take yourself too seriously. Okay? Don't make a tragedy out of things when they don't go your way. Do not think that you are the center of the universe. Be tolerant of yourself and of others. Don't think people have to like you all the time. Don't think you have to please everyone. That's one of the things I've learned. You can't please. You don't try to please people. Don't try to please them. Don't try to get them to like you and to love you, because some will, some won't, some never will. You just have to keep being who you are. All righty. Next. All right. Don't be angry with yourself or other people. Anger creates problems rather than solves them. All right. Do not live in the past. Don't feel guilty or shame about your past or your present. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Be willing to compromise. Compromise. Where did I hear that word before? Oh, okay. If I can say this, Illinois is still in we still shut down. There's still no budget. Obviously, this word compromise tells me that there's no compromise with Bruce Rauner, the governor of Illinois. There's no compromise between these guys in the legislature. So we have no budget, so the hell with it, right? There's no budget, so what do? The hell with it. You know, but I'm hearing that the lights are going to go out soon. The lights are going to go out. The guy's not paying his bills. What can I say? The lights are going to go out if they're not turned off already. There will not be any driver's licenses issued in the state of Illinois because of the budget impasse. There will be no salt for the roads to melt the ice and the snow in the coming winter months. Obviously, there will be no facilities for child care, you know, for moms and dads to drop off their kid while they're going to work or something like that, you know. And I'm recently hearing that the call center in Chicago, in Illinois, the 911 call center, they will be shutting their doors. I mean, because of the budget impasse. Obviously, you know that there is no lottery payouts. So if someone wins the lottery, they will not get paid because of the budget standoff. And I'm hearing that the 911 center that we call for police and the fire department to come put out the fire, or the police to come and check on a burglar that might be breaking into your house or your home, that the 911 number will not be working anymore in Illinois because of the budget impasse. There is no budget. And, and these guys are not talking. They are not compromising. They are not trying to get together. They are not trying to solve this. It's just like, there's no budget, boo-hoo-hoo-hoo, you know, because this is the third month going into the fourth month of there not being a budget for the state of Illinois. And Mike Madigan, John Cullerton, I Twittered these guys about this. I don't know if they got the tweet or not. I don't know, but I just couldn't stand back and not do anything. You know, next time I'm going to call them, try to get their office. I know I won't get them. I'll get some jack clerk or something. And but still, I'm going to call them about this. I did tweet. I tried to look them up on Facebook. I didn't have much luck. They have profiles on Facebook, but nothing where you can actually contact them. You know, you can't post something into their feed or anything. I mean, because they're public figures or something or other. But I would tell people to contact these clowns and tell them to stop trying to ruin the state of Illinois. I will tell people, call them, tweet them, write them some damn letters, tell them to get up off their asses. This is what people are going to have to do. People are going to have to get up out on. I've said this before. People will not speak up. They will not speak out. They will not move. They will not move to action. They will just let this clown, Bruce Rauner, destroy this state with nothing said or nothing done. Don't get me wrong. There's a few people out here who are protesting, but we don't need a few people. We need more than a few people. We need people in the thousands, just like when the teachers strike in Chicago. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of teachers striking, blocking downtown. We need thousands and thousands and thousands, if not millions, of people out there in Springfield. But you know what? I think if 1,000 people and 20,000 people, I think if were protesting Bruce Rauner, he still would not get a budget for the state. He is just that mean and nasty and ornery. Now, not only your paycheck in Illinois is going to be subjected, your safety is going to be subjected. You know, because they're saying that, I mean, this is the call center for the state of Illinois and city of Chicago where you call the police, 911, police, fire department, and other emergency responders will off. I mean, what is this? Who is this person, Bruce Rauner? Why is he wrecking this state? Why? He want to bust unions. And then again, you ask the question, why is Michael Madigan, the leader of the House of Representatives, John Cullerton, the leader of the Illinois Senate, why are these two leaders, they are just as powerful as Rauner, why are they letting this guy tear this state apart? Why are they letting him ruin this state? Are they just spineless-ass Democrats? Could be. Rauner is only one man. These guys, I think Cullerton has been in the Senate in Illinois for 30 years. Madigan has been in the House of Representatives in Illinois for 40 years. Collectively, that's 70 years. 70 years of being Democrats in the Illinois legislature. Rauner has never held an office in his life. This is the first time he has ever held any kind of a public office. And he is kicking their butts. He hasn't even been in office a year. And collectively, Cullerton and Madigan has 70 years on him in state in public office. And Bruce Rauner is kicking their butts. Now, how can that happen unless you have spineless and weak-ass Democrats letting something like that happen and letting this guy just have his way with this state by just taking it under? We might as well be flushed out to sea with this guy, and he doesn't care. He doesn't give two damns about ruining the state of Illinois. We have to vote him out. He's going around right now. He's going around looking at every agency and seeing who he can fire and push out and replace that person with a Republican. Right now, that's what he's doing. He's going to every agency, seeing who he can kick out. What Democrat can he kick out and replace with a Republican? This is happening because he said, these are his words. He said that he was going to make this, he was going to make Illinois a Republican state in 8 years. In 8 years, he said he was going to make this state a Republican state. Rauner, I got a news for you. You will not be in office in Illinois for 8 years. You can forget it. We're going to try to get you out this year. You know, we know that recall is not on the books. So a recall vote trying to get this guy out is not going to happen because he knows it's not on the books. That's why he's doing all this crap, because he knows that the people of Illinois cannot recall him. That means that the people of Illinois cannot actually kick his ass out. But I look at it this way. If you're not doing your job that you were voted in to do or that you were supposed to do, that the Illinois Constitution tells you to do, you should be fired. You should be fired. If I didn't do my job, or if you out there, listener, didn't do your job at your job, at your workplace, you would be fired. This guy is not doing his job. He should be fired. I don't think Madigan and Cullerton in the legislature, I don't think these assholes are doing their job. But yet the people are going to suffer. We are suffering under these assholes who will not do their jobs. They won't do their jobs. And we can sit in our offices, our radio studios, or our television studios and talk our butts off about this and how wrong it is and how not right it is and how insane it is and what madness it is, and they still won't move. They still will not compromise. We still will not get a budget. All we can do is talk. But once the talking is over and election time rolls up, just vote their ass. is right out into the streets with nothing else saved. That's all that's going to happen with Rauner. And my thinking is that this guy is such a crook. He is such a corrupt person that they one day, and I want you guys to take my word for this, George Wilder said it first, they are going to be taking this guy out in handcuffs. He is going to be another rogue-ass governor that's going to jail. Why is he going to go to jail? Because he wants to ruin this state. He wants to tear this state apart. He does not only want to bust unions. He wants to tear this state apart because it's a democratic state. He wants to show people that he never ran for office before in his life and that he's taking on these veteran lawmakers, which both of them collectively have 70 years in office and he has none, that he can beat their asses. And it looks like he's doing it because they're not doing anything. Madigan has subpoena power. Why don't he subpoena some of these people who are working for Rauner, who are taking money from the poor and putting it in their pockets? Why can't Madigan do that? Weak. Cullinan gets on television and he talks a good game. But once the camera's off, he does nothing. He's weak. Okay? It's just phenomenal that they're letting this guy, this rogue-ass guy, this know-nothing guy, this guy who knows nothing about governing, because he's not doing that. He is not governing. You don't have a budget. You can't spend money. You're not paying your bills. You're not doing your job. I don't give a damn how many executive orders he signs. We need a budget in Illinois. We are the laughing stock of the entire United States. But they don't seem to care. They're not talking. They're not trying to come together. They're not compromising. They're not trying to sit down and get this done. They're not coming back to the legislature in a special session to vote on any of this stuff. Nobody's doing anything. They're just sitting there doing nothing and what? Getting paid. People have to get pissed off. People have to get pissed off. People have to get out there on their asses. Speak up. Speak out. Get something going. Or these guys aren't going to do anything. They're never going to do anything. As long as the people don't get out there and kick them up asses. This is what they need. This is probably what they want. But they're not getting it, so they're not going to move. It is going into the fourth month that we do not have a budget. And now they're talking about the 911 centers closing in Illinois. How in the hell are you going to call a fire department? I don't think that can happen. I don't know. I'm hearing it that it can happen and that it possibly will happen. Because now they don't even have money, since there's no budget. They don't even have money to send out a letter saying that you've been behind in your light bill. They don't have money to remind you that your sticker is due for your car. Or your license plates are expiring. They don't have a stamp to put on a letter or to buy a letter to mail out to you, say, hey, wow, your license plates need to be renewed. Or your license for this or that need to be renewed. They don't have the money for that. That's a damn shame. They don't have the money. The state of Illinois do not have money to buy a stamp to put on a letter to mail out to you to say, hey, wow, your city sticker is your new one is due. This is madness. This is crazy. This is why I say when November comes, the first Tuesday of November, vote these people out of office. I don't care if they're Democrat, Republican, they're all assholes, they're all lazy, they're all collecting a paycheck and not doing their jobs. They should be thrown the hell out. OUT out of office and put somebody in there that's going to represent your interest. Because these assholes, they do not represent you or me. They represent themselves. And if you're representing yourselves instead of your constituency or the people who voted your ass in office, you are not doing your jobs. You are not doing your jobs. It's like the guys, those guys didn't show up for a vote to give Rauner or a win on unions. They should be kicked the hell out. Find someone to run against them. And one of the guys, what's his name, Durkin? I mean, he was so pissed off on television, he started shouting and screaming, Madigan is not my boss. He sure in the hell isn't. The people who voted your ass in is your boss, and they're going to get with you because you weren't there to vote. You gave Rauner a win because you weren't there. It doesn't matter what you say or how you say it or how pissed off you are. You were wrong for not doing your job. Simple as that. Okay, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. Follow me on Facebook, Block Talk Radio. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm in iTunes. You can check me out on Amazon. I got books and stuff on Amazon, essays. All of that stuff is good. It's great. I love writing. I think it's a great thing. I think it's, and it's not a hobby. It's a business. it may seem like a hobby to some people, but it's a business, and I'm just waiting for the windfall. I don't know. I'm thinking I live in Illinois. I may not get a cent because of the budget, you know, even from my books, you know, because of the budget. Everything. And these, I would be pissed off if I was a lottery winner and I couldn't collect my winnings. I would be pissed off. I would be so angry. I would be so upset. And now they're taking a lottery in Illinois that's off television. They're taking it off television. I think it has something to do with this budget impasse. Everything is just screwing up, messing up, out of control in this state. And I will be here just about every night to tell you about it, to let you know what's going on. It never is going to be a good. It's just horrible. And I just can't get over it enough to, open our eyes or something. You know, it's just a bad thing. Let me get back to, are you ready for success? I've gotten off on the beaten path. Okay, another thing is, okay, I think I said don't live in the past. Do not feel guilty or ashamed about your past and your present. Okay, do not feel sorry for yourself. Be willing to compromise. Oh, that word is compromise. That word is, we don't have it in Illinois. All right, be tolerant of other people's weaknesses and your own. Be willing to, they got this down here about be willing to compromise. They got it down here again. Okay, it's something about that word compromise. Don't feel you must do anything. Be willing to do what you think is best, even if others don't like it. Compare yourself to others in terms of money and clothes. They are false standards. Don't expect others to change. Don't expect to change other people. No, don't try to change. I never try to change other people, but I do try to get people to see their own faults, if possible. Okay, the last one. Realize that we live in a disturbed society. We sure in the hell do. That you are a socially produced individual, not as different from others as you might think you are. Okay, those were tidbits from Are You Ready for Success? How to Prevent Disturbance. All right, this is George Wilder Jr. of George Wilder Jr. Show. I will be right back. Stay with me, everybody. Stay with me. We'll be right back. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. For downloads and podcasts, go to www.georgewilderjr.com, amazon.com also. Thank you. We're back. Thanks a lot for staying with me. Thanks a lot for staying there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I was just looking at this. Have anybody ever heard of the program that's on Fox that they call Empire? I don't think I'm going to ever watch it. I don't know. It's just not. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm old. I'm an old fuddy-duddy or whatever, but I'm not impressed with the show. Maybe I'm just one out of a million that's not impressed with it. And I have never watched it. I have seen trailers of it. I've seen previews of the show. I've seen startups, but I have never actually sat down and turned this show on. This Empire thing with Terrence Howard. You know, I'm not a Terrence Howard fan, for one thing, because, I mean, he's in movies. He's in movies galore, but I'm not a Terrence Howard fan because he's an accused wife beater. And that's one of the reasons why I'm not a fan of his. I'm not a fan of any guy who puts his hand on a woman. And he claims that he's, you know, forgive him, that he messed up a few times in his life. But, you know, I mean, once you're a wife beater, you're going to always be that, you know. And that, and I believe that has tarnished his reputation. I think he's a good actor. I think the best thing I've seen Terrence Howard do was a movie called Hustle and Flow. I think he was very, very good at that. I think he should have won an Oscar if he did not win one. I think because he was good in Hustle and Flow. I mean, if you think about it, he was playing himself. That's why he was so good at it. He was playing himself, a pimp and a wife beater. You know, he was playing a pimp, and he was playing himself. He was playing a ghetto dude. He was playing himself. If you hear how he talks and how he acts and his demeanor. But Empire, I'm not saying do not watch Empire. If you love Empire, then you love it. Then that's you. That's wonderful. That's great. But the Empire show that comes on Fox, I am not a fan of it. And it's not just Terrence Howard. I think the show is just not good for young people. And I don't think the lady who plays Cookie, I don't think she's a good representative for all women. I think she's the type of woman you don't want to meet. I think she's the type of woman you don't want to be around. She's the type of woman that you would try to avoid if you could. And I don't think every woman should. I don't think this Cookie character on Empire is a role model to anybody. I mean, if she's a role model, then she's an awful role model. And if you're following her, but there's so many people who like her. There's so many people who give her photos. I just don't. I think she's just, she looks like a prostitute, a whore. What can I say? She dresses like a prostitute. She acts like a prostitute. She talks like one. You know, I mean, that is not my definition of a good woman, you know. That is not a definition of a person I would want my daughter to emulate or to watch. Okay, that's just like I said, it's just me. You know, it's just the way I feel about it. You know, you might feel differently. 347-857-1762. You know, hook me up on it. I'm on Facebook, Google. I mean, if you disagree with me on that, you know, hey, that's just me. I don't condemn any of the actors on the show. They're just acting. But still in all, they're the kind of characters that I wouldn't even want my own children associated with. I wouldn't want my kids watching the show. You know, but like I said before, I'm not biting anybody's ass. I'm just saying that if you like it, that's up to you. that's your prerogative. But I don't like it. I don't like the show Empire, you know. So that's it. There you go. All right, this is George Wilder Jr. of the George Wilder Jr. Show. I will be back on, October 8th, and I'm going to still be talking about some more gun control. I'm going to be talking about voting. I'm going to be talking about speaking up, speaking out, getting out there, taking action. If something these clowns are doing negatively that is affecting you in the wrong way, get out there. Don't just sit back, lay back, and just pretend this stuff is not happening. Get out there and do something. Get out there and be a part of it. This is your country. Take it back. This is our state. We have to take it back. We the people. These guys that are holding us hostage, they're just a few of them. We are in the thousands. What is it is that we let these guys with money control us. They have the money, but we have the numbers. We can do things. We can do something. Don't sit back and take it. Don't sit back and say, I'm helpless. Do not sit back and say, well, my vote ain't worth nothing. Don't say that. Don't say your vote is not worth nothing. Do not say Bernie Sanders is too old. Do not say that. Do not put yourself down. Do not talk yourself out of being the best you can be. Don't do that. Because if you talk yourself out of being the best you can be, you're not going to be the best you can be because you just talked yourself out of it. Get out there and vote. Get out there and make a difference. I'm not just sitting here talking about it. I'm sitting here. I am trying to do something about it. Because there's too many talk shows hosts that sit and talk. I'm a talk show host that sit and action has to be evolved, has to be done, you know. So this is George Wilder Jr. of George Wilder Jr. Show. I'm just about off the air. I will be back on the 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th of October. If you feel free to podcast this show. You have been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. For downloads and podcasts, go to www.georgewilderjr.com, iTunes. I'm even in Amazon.com/author/G Wilder. Check all that stuff out. All right, I'm off the air. I'll see you guys next week. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for being there. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye, everybody. Take care. All right.